Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Something I had that we didn't get a chance to talk about last week. I don't know why we never did. But I found out a little bit of details about you saw the video of the fight at Wawa at
yeah.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Classic Wawa brawl.
Dude ends up with his pants all the way off.
Yeah.
I read something that it started because the guy who ends up with his pants off opened the door for the other guy.
What?
And he didn't like that.
Stop it. Really?
That's a standard Wawa thing.
And then it led to, since he didn't like that, when the other guy, the guy with pants on, was trying to check out, the dude who opened the door for him was blocking him from paying for his food or something.
This is what happened when you open up a Wawa in Florida. They don't know how to
they haven't learned yet.
Yeah, come on. Wawa. Everybody in PA and Jersey and Delaware knows how the rules and appreciates the Wawa door rules.
But it's been a couple of years now. It's
yeah.
been at least 4 years or more since Wawa expanded down to
Florida. We should really send them the Pat House Wawa bit
yes.
so they understand.
That explains
right.
it all.
It explains right. it all.
By
a side note, as this was going on, I just kept chanting in my head, please don't be Delco. And it wasn't.
Yeah, when you first saw it.
No, it was Florida, thanks.
By the way, neither one of them decided to press charges against each other.
Okay.
So that's how it ended. It ended amicably.
Dumbasses.
But can't they get in trouble regardless for...
I don't know why they wouldn't face some type of...
Are you allowed to get in a street fight and not get arrested? As long as you don't...
That's a good question.
Disturbing the peace, I guess?
Yeah, but they would have had to come out and cited them if they didn't...
Right.
The cops
and
didn't
if they're
come.
Not going to press charges. However, they did cause damage in the store. There was shells and stuff.
Yeah, there was a Wawa employee involved for a few seconds in this video, and I'm surprised that the police didn't show up because you would think that the Wawa employee would run.
Well, maybe they did
this
later.
This guy's hairy
this
ass.
This is the biggest, whitest, hairy ass. Does he have a tramp stamp
it
on
it? It looks
there?
Like he has a tramp stamp.
I don't know
or
if
is
it's
that something hanging out of his
no,
sweatshirt.
It looks like a Christmas wreath.
I think it's a full back tattoo.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And the guy
Sugar Ray.
Yeah, the guy. The guy who's doing the play-by-play, I think he was the one who told the Wawa guy, dude,
back off.
Don't you don't want to get involved in this.
Yeah.
And you know, he's right. Like,
how did the pants end up around his ankles?
I think they're like sweats or something.
Attrition?
Steve, you got to tie the drawstring.
Yeah, that's
we
it. getting a fight
my
Wawa,
elastic strap is
off.
Fine. It'll hold my pants on just fine.
Not if you're somebody's pulling them down. But I saw another one. I saw a fight like this. It was at a... and it was a mask hole thing. The guy didn't want to wear a mask at a Walmart. And the dude, the greeter, the other guy got on top of the greeter. And it's like full on, you know what ground pound is.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
He's
full on doing that to this guy.
When pants are lost, though, I think at that point you just have to start laughing. But they didn't. They kept going.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that important a fight.
And I don't like watching these things, especially when somebody's getting their ass like handed to them.
Right, these are pretty even matched.
Yeah,
guys.
Then so it's even matched. Nobody smashes their head on the ground.
No,
that's another thing I really can't stand to watch. It was actually very entertaining.
But as far as the this was good because nobody got they're kind of wrestling for a while. But the door etiquette, we've talked about this before, that there should be a painted line.
Yeah.
On the ground, that is, if the person hasn't gotten to that painted line yet, then you don't have to stand there and hold the door
right.
and wait for them. Because for both people, it's uncomfortable. Number one, you're kind of waiting for the other person. And number two, if you're the person that's walking up, you feel like you have to do this little trot to hurry up so they're not holding it too long.
Be realistic in the amount of ground covered.
Yeah.
I would say this. My thing is I go in because they have foyers, which like a 7-Eleven does not have a foyer.
Yeah.
So when you walk in, if someone holds the door for me as I go through, I then in turn open the door for that person. So that's the exchange.
That's
the way it usually goes.
It's a great study on people because when you do that and they don't hold the door for you, you're like, Oh, okay.
Right.
You're that type of
you're
person.
You're one of those.
Time to throw down, scumbag.
We have it here in our building. And by the way, Nick got to the office. This is last week. It's probably like Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. I was 50 yards away, and I'm like, I am not running. And he held it. He waited.
Nick's a good wait. Yeah. Nick will wait. You'll be, like, clear across the parking lot, and Nick will wait.
For you guys.
Yeah.
If it's a stranger, they're not going to be as lucky. And the problem, Casey and I were talking about it when this happened, is that the doors now in our new vestibule start closing at some point. When you hold the door for more than
the vestibule is just amazing, isn't it?
Well, it's nice. I guess it's an upgrade or whatever. But there's all of a sudden this weight behind it forcing the door shut. And I'm like, Casey, you gotta pick it up a little bit, buddy.
What killed? Like I get to work first, but when I get here, Preston, you're about 25 minutes, I guess, after me. I'll hold the door open, waiting for Preston.
So nice.
Wow,
yeah, that so is, just stand there.
You are nice.
Waiting.
Yeah, you're a nice guy.
Yep.
Wait a minute. What is this one?
Oh,
maybe it's a no. Okay, this is a different fight.
Oh, great.
A Wawa fight?
Oh, no. This one. Okay, so this took place. This was at Colorado's first In-N-Out Burger location.
Oh, I saw that one. Yeah. That's another good one.
All right. Yep. So in Aurora, two men were filmed throwing punches at each other nearby their cars. One of the men lunged at the other before his pants fell down and around his ankles, and then they both hit the ground.
Okay.
Two other men joined in the fight before a fifth one then broke them up. A witness said that the fight broke out after one man refused to let a car in front of him in line, but then the car cut in front of him anyway. And so
you can't do that.
There you
at In-N-Out Burger.
Another pants off thing.
People have you ever seen people get in a fight get naked? I mean,
well,
I've seen someone where the pants and the shirt stripped off in a fight.
Yeah, I've seen women get fully naked.
Yeah.
At a certain point, when my pants fell down, I would say to the guy I was fighting, hey,
time out.
Yeah.
Either time out or it's over and you win.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Which, by the way, so, yeah, Steve, this was a case of a grand opening, so everybody's sweating to get to In-N-Out.
I might fight at an In-N-Out. That's how much I love those burgers.
They're really good.
They're so damn good.
Would you wait as long as people were waiting 16 hours?
No.
They're not.
And unless they were offering some sort of thing that if you're the first 100 people and, you know, you get In-N-Out burgers for life. But I don't think they were, so I can't see waiting in line for 16 hours.
So there's a McDonald's near me that has opened up the double drive-through thing.
Yeah. Have you done that drive-through. Yet?
I've done, not yours, but I do the, they almost all have them now.
It's not very well organized.
They're getting better.
As opposed to the Chick-fil-A, because what happens is when you pull it to the one that I go to anyway, which is a dual ordering station, but then it funnels you back into one lane. Like there's a concrete barrier that makes the two come together. At the McDonald's that I go to, there's not.
Oh, that's
so
that
you
causes...
just you've got to do the zipper method. You got to one in through the other, but it doesn't clearly. I don't know. It doesn't clearly.
What you're saying is, and so you're both departing, and no one knows who to go first, and you have a bottleneck.
We're gonna break in the middle of this discussion because.
Oh,
we supposedly had the guy who shot the video at Wawa in Florida. He's calling from Florida. So we have breaking news here
from our news desk.
Let's go to Darian. Hey, Darian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, wait, you're the guy who filmed the pantsless fight at Wawa?
Yeah, that's me.
Wait, how did you hear about...
Us talking about it.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Marissa tweeted at him, or Connor did, and he responded. And so this is instantaneous.
Oh, that's funny.
And now we have him on.
Wow.
This all happened within the last 3 minutes.
We were talking about your
good, man.
Your directing. It's pretty damn good. Describe the situation. And so you saw the flashpoint at which this took place, where there was an exchange over opening doors or something like that?
Yeah. The guy whose pants was down opened up the door, and I don't know what was wrong with that, but the other guy wasn't feeling it. He was like, no, don't do that again. So I was like, oh, okay. So then, you know, you just keep on moving. Everybody just, you know, going about their night.
Yeah.
And I guess he started messing with him in the line again. Like, the same guy whose pants was down, he stood in front of him so he wouldn't go pay. Like, so he couldn't pay for his stuff after that. Like,
and so,
he didn't waste no time, but he just took right off.
All right, so Darian, the Wawa chain started here in the Philadelphia area. So this is, you know, this is our beloved, hallowed convenience store to go to. And
I never knew that.
Oh yeah. It's the home. The home office is right here, and everything. So everybody around here has grown up with Wawa. They're fairly new in Florida. They've only been around for a few years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is it possible that people haven't quite learned the etiquette of, you know, opening the door for another person?
Oh, no. That's every day out here.
Just check it.
You know what I think is amazing, Darian, is that you managed to avoid any D shot. Like, you didn't get his junk.
But that wasn't going on. Yeah, I wasn't trying to get that.
but I mean...
But by happenstance.
But it's all news. Like, you could show this on the news because it's just butt crack. But if you were showing his junk... You would have had to edit, and it was just very well directed.
Yeah, but yeah, listen, man, I was so happy that that didn't happen because it was a perfect video.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Darian, how long had the fight been going on before you started shooting?
Oh, probably only like 10 seconds.
Ten seconds.
So you just got right to it. So your commentary was was what made the video worth watching for all that time.
Appreciate it.
So when the guy bolts, the one guy whose pants was down, he just ran out of embarrassment. Did he just ran out and was gone? He never returned, right?
Yeah. Listen, he knew. I guess he knew that it's over by now. It's over by now. So he just started running. He's like, oh. I guess he realized by now his pants down. That's when he finally pulled him up.
Yeah, that's it. I think I'm gonna leave
now.
He
didn't realize it. He didn't even know. Darian, did the police ever show up?
Yeah, after he ran out the door. Got in the parking lot and walked around in a few circles, and there they were.
So the guy stayed out in the parking lot?
Yeah, he didn't make it nowhere.
Well, yeah, God. Because he left his shoes. He probably made it outside. He goes, oh, crap.
My shoes were inside. Yeah.
Yeah, he probably was like, damn, I left my shoes.
It's just, normally you don't like to see people throw down like that, but this was kind of just more wrestling. So it was funny.
Yeah. Did you have any thought if it would have started turning ugly about, oh man, I might have to get in here and break these guys up?
Oh yeah. I wasn't going to touch them, but I was going to stop it somehow.
Yeah.
You see, they was listening to me, so I think I would have been able to stop it.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't want to put your arms around that big hairy ass.
Oh, hell no, man.
Darian, you ever been to Philly?
Nah, never.
You got to come up. You got to come visit sometime.
Yeah.
Listen, man. Soon, man. I'm in motion. I'm ready to go.
What's your story? Where in Florida are you?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Broward County.
Okay.
All right. And tell us a little bit about you, Darian. What do you do?
I'm a podcaster. I just started my podcast not too long ago.
Ah.
Yeah, we just started doing that. We dropped our first episode actually tonight.
What's the name of the show?
It's called Roadrunners Podcast, RoadRunnaz.
All right.
You can find us on YouTube, Instagram.
What are you guys going to talk about?
Everything. This, we're going to, it's just like a general, it's almost going to be similar to like a morning radio show to where we kind of talk about what's going on every day.
Okay.
That's what we do. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
And so was this fight the kickoff, the idea for to start the podcast?
The idea started probably like a month before, but this actually propelled it like so much faster. So,
it convinced
you. I've gone and I've shot. I bought all the equipment. I'm we've got our first video ready, shot, edited, and it's being put out today.
All right, man, that's cool. Darian, how many views on this video so far?
About. On my page, it was like 4 million.
Oh my god! That's awesome.
Good for you, man. That's very cool.
That's a moment everybody's looking for.
Looking at your Instagram page, you got a Sixers Dr. J jersey.
Yeah. Oh, man. Listen, I love basketball, especially Dr. J. You know, Allen Iverson, those are some of my favorites.
Well, that's our town.
Hey, you're a good-looking guy. You single or you married or what?
No, man. Not married, man. I'm single.
All right. Well, here is the beginning of a career now.
Yeah, listen, that's all I'm trying to make it.
No, that's cool. We wish you all the luck, man.
Hey, will you try to track down either one of those guys and get them on your podcast for an interview?
I'd be willing. I'm cool with that.
Man,
I wish I could get both of them.
Yeah, get both of them together. See if you can mend fences.
Yeah.
Bring people together. Make it a peaceful ending, and you'll have a great story.
You know what you do, though? Invite them at the same time.
That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Invite them at the same time so they have to come through the same door.
Yeah.
and see another brawl again.
Darian, also for your podcast, if you do end up getting these guys on, even if you don't, there's a local comedian here. His name's Pat House. He has a bit. You can find it on iTunes. It's a bit
But it is, it basically, it is Wawa door opening etiquette. So for anybody out there, especially Floridians who are brand new to this whole Wawa thing,
right,
it'll explain to you how you are supposed to open doors at a Wawa.
Yep.
I'm going to go check that out.
All right. Pat House is the guy's name. Pat House.
Yeah. All right, Darren, nice to meet you, man. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Take care. Good luck with the podcast. Let's hear it for Darren.
Yeah. That's
cool. Good work, Marissa.
Shot the video. Thank you for doing that, Marissa. She just reached out to him, and he got right back. Yeah, it's at, I don't know, how many millions of views. It's been shared like thousands and thousands of times, but
that's crazy.
We didn't get a chance to get around it. I love it. Nice.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.